Subtitles music.
Hello and welcome to Season 3, Episode 1 of the Sub Club Podcast. It's been a long time since I did one of my podcasts, and so much has changed since I did one. For starters, I am officially a solo artist as of right now, back on my own record label, Subtitles Music, with an album to promote, and all of that starts right now, this moment. How about that? Today. I must say though, promoting myself as I get older is becoming increasingly harder for me. So I thought for some time about approaching things in a way that I would have found interesting and angles that I would have liked to explore if it was one of the artists that I follow. So to start things off, I've done a complete freestyle DJ mix of 11 tracks from my back catalogue that if I were to pick what tunes to define me, from the years, from about 1998 to 2004, it would definitely be these records. I was going to make a 10, but it became impossible to cut out one of these for me, so it had to be 11. So here are the 11 TB tracks that you might not know from a time way before Calyx and TB, when my sound was different, very different. I also thought to include the backstory for each track in a little breakdown, because each one of these records is kind of stuck in time for me because of the focus surrounding the process of making the record itself. I just have a vivid memory of everything surrounding those moments, and in a way it's one of my biggest blessings, because yeah, so many great and horrible things have happened around these records, and it's like they happened yesterday. There's a clear red line from these type of tracks in this mix to what I'm trying to do on my new album, but in a different suit, in a different format. You know, way back when I was doing these things on hardware samplers without even waveform displays and analog mixers that were completely temperamental, and we had to record to DAT if you were lucky enough to have that, and you sequenced on an old PC with some numbers on the screen that was rendering downwards for some reason. But you know, it was magic to us then, and it's magic to me still. So yeah, let's take it away. This track is called Quiet Moment. It's from my The Legacy album that came out in 2004, but the track itself was made during the winter of 2002. When I wrote this record, I wanted something that sounded ancient and cold, yet future and hopeful at the same time. I mean, that sounds pretentious, but this is one of the last tracks that I made using MIDI only as well. This is right before I took the step over to software and inside the box like everyone else was doing at the time. I mean, as sad as I was to leave my Emu samplers behind, I'd been, you know, absolutely battering them for 8 years. I miss the sound of them to this day, just so that's said as well. Originally, this was an instrumental, but Jadis delivered the most stunning vocal and honestly took the record into a completely different feeling even. I loved what she did, and this was before autotune as well. She really is an amazing singer. So yeah, massive love to Jadis for this one. This is Severed Dreams, and as I was wrapping up the Through the Eyes of a Scorpion album, I wanted something vocal driven but kind of menacing to play at this show I had coming up in Budapest. I had just finished Silent Depths the week before, and I wanted the same kind of vibe, but more in a sort of rolling, more modern, you know, club context, in a format that I kind of knew would work. I had those vocals forever before finding a home for them. I do to this day like how it's very pop R&B, but it also got that sort of dungeon neuro rave feel to it. Silent Depths. This was the last track that I finished for my Through the Eyes of a Scorpion album. I really did set out to make a single. I needed the big reaction, and I needed a big club record. I had all the cerebral deep and the tech in the world, but I needed some immediacy, you know, something that would sound edgy and you know, a little bit frightening, a little bit dangerous. The vocalist is actually the sister of one of the original members of En Vogue, if you remember the sort of 90s, early 2000s R&B sensation. And I remember playing this out for the first time. I'd just been to Music House that day cutting it, because I had a gig at Movement at Barumba. Amazing, amazing concept, amazing time for the music. Just big up Barumba, the love, you know, the amount of amazing sets and great record that was broken down there during that time is second to none. Anyway, so I was down there playing it for the first time, and I had Andy C and Red One in the DJ booth. And when it dropped, Andy pulled it up, and I was like, well, yeah, okay. Played it again, and literally Frost comes leaping in from the left of the booth with real intent and wheeled it up for a second time. And you know, as time went to show, it was by far the biggest record from my Through the Eyes of a Scorpion album.
Cheating on me, is that in your head? Voice in me, and don't call me insecure, 'cause I found these instead of keys in your bottom drawer.
track is called Forever Lost. I remember making this. This was made before Black Science Labs. I think I did it in 99. I just sat on it for ages because I'm the one singing on it. I recorded those vocals through a set of headphones into my sample input on my Emu. I didn't even have a microphone at the time. I had such a difficult time finishing this as well. The Amens refused to stay in time as I had so much MIDI triggering going on. At the same time, certain MIDI voices would just not play, or I'd overstock certain keys on the MIDI preset with like 2-3 layered stereo sounds that took up 6 of my 32 voices of polyphony each time a hit. And you know, I had like 5 or 6 of those. You know, the troubles we had back then. It's perfectly fine to execute a track doing it with only being able to play back 16 stereo sounds at any time. And yes, simple nearly is always better. But today, this would seem like a joke in the infinite universe of modern DAWs. But yeah, anyway, this is Forever Lost. Botech Niten Ichi Ryu TB Remix. I would say this is maybe my main artifact from my years with Rupert Botech. This was so huge for me. Botech was, and to this day still is, my biggest inspiration. And somehow along the line, I caught his eye and he mentored me for a few years, and I even lived with him for a period in LA. We became great friends and toured the world together, worked on multiple projects, and I did quite a few releases on his Photo Production imprint before we parted our ways. My Legacy album was actually slated for a release on Photo Records, but the universe wanted it differently with that one. When he asked me to remix Niten Ichi Ryu, my initial thought was actually to decline it. The original is perfect. I mean, it even charted in the UK without even having a melody attached to it. It was just, you know, the original Niten Ichi Ryu is a work of art. It's every part future and every part ancient. It was just perfect. I felt like a mere believer asked to rewrite the Bible. It took me about 6 months to do it. He loved it. Honestly, I think I did a good job, and I see it as my graduation in a way. This track is called Lifeless and came out on Fabio's Creative Source. I mean, when Fabio reached out to me asking if I wanted to do a release for Creative Source, I didn't take that lightly. To me, this is another part of my arrival in a sense. Acceptance and respect from the foundation of our culture means a lot to me. So Lifeless is kind of my love letter to our culture. The title is a direct reference to how I would feel without this culture and community that has given me the most extraordinary life. So big love to you, Fabio, for being such an important part of my career. The support you have shown me is spectacular, and I feel honored to call you my friend. Track is called Metreon. San Francisco in the late 90s, early 2000s was really one of the most vibrant, exciting cities for art and music on the planet. I was really lucky to spend quite a bit of time there after forming bonds with the infamous San Francisco Funkatech crew after my first visit over there. Most of it though was with Ed UFO. Me and him were just hanging out at all hours of the day and night doing cyberpunk, hood rat shit. It just seemed like we were vibrating on exactly the same frequency at that time. It really was magical. Fantastic memories that continue to inspire me today. Metreon is the name of this downtown entertainment complex in San Fran that I visited in 99, and you know, walking in there, I thought I'd arrive in the future as a 20-something Norwegian boy. You know, all of this was more than I could have ever imagined, and the privilege of finding myself and growing up around the world, meeting people with mutual love and understanding for our culture, is the ultimate blessing in all of it. You know, the real human connections, where some become memories, but a lot become lifelong friends that I talk to weekly today. But you know, sorry, backtrack. Back to the title. When I got to Norway after the trip, I just imagined the dystopian version of it, thousands of years from now, and the ominous feeling of what that would look like to walk through something desolate from a different time. So yeah, that's Metreon. This track is called Space Age. This was the record that broke me into the international circuit properly and like really got me in a huge variety of DJs, you know, sets. I have to thank Groove Rider for the support on this. I think he played it 15 weeks in a row on his and Fabio's BBC Radio 1 show. And I remember I was at Metalheads in London, and as I literally walked in the main room, Groove brings Space Age into the mix, and that was the first time I heard a record in a club. I only sent it to him like 2 weeks before, and that was my first visit, and I cut it myself that day. I was absolutely euphoric. That was the day I had my first conversation with Groove. It was seminal to me, and it still blows my mind today that he's my mate. This track is called Liquid Light. For a short period in the early 2000s, I moved back to my parents' house after a breakup, and I actually made this on a sort of temporary setup in my parents' basement whilst having my aunt's kids running around because I was babysitting them. It took me 5 hours, including sample time. It was one of those records where the whole thing just fell together. And to be honest, I didn't think too much about it at the time. I did wrap it up with DJ Form that night. He was playing GTA on the projector. I do remember that vividly. And this was another one of those where Groove kind of put his foot down and said it's coming out on Prototype. But, you know, sometimes Groove is a bit long, so I ended up putting it out on the Legacy album when it was about 4 years old. But, you know, still did all right. This track is called Deception. Oh man, this is I could choose not to be honest about this, but I'm actually gonna be honest about it. I think I was at a point in my life where there was a whole new shift in how my reality was. In the space of 2 years, I've went from wishing and hoping to actually living out my dream full time. And with that came so many new impressions, opportunities and experiences that I had no idea where my head would go or where my head would be at. My girlfriend at the time was absolutely exceptional. One of the greatest humans I have ever come across to this day. And I have to give it to her. She played a very important part in the process of building my confidence to the levels needed in order to manifest what it is to truly want something and you know, to gather the strength to put in the workload to achieve it. Anyways, I went on a tangent. My point was, I knew the dynamic between my girlfriend and I was about to change drastically, and my feelings started to play mind games with me. My ego started to rule my life at that point. I knew it was coming too, and I started to believe my own hype around all the attention I was getting after my Black Signs Labs album. I wanted to make a track that related that feeling of desperation with the sadness of knowing the most precious bond you've ever had with someone is about to be ripped apart, and it's going to be you who do it. Human Reptile. To close this off, I would like to play this record because it is one of my biggest to date, and it is a bit of a classic if I do have one. And it's another one of them ones where I made this straight off the airport after a weekend of no sleep and some serious raving. I had the riff in my head the whole weekend prior. I kept singing it back to myself not to forget it. This was the year 2000. Our phones couldn't record voice notes yet, so I basically They got back home, loaded up a break done the week prior, made a riff on a Pro One, took the notes and mangled them in the Emu, layered with a saw, more Emu filtering, more Z-plane loveliness, and voila. Originally for Groove's prototype again, but you know, Goldie wanted it for Metalheads, but Subtitles is where it belonged. The rest is history. And to wrap up all that old stuff, what better way to do it than to introduce one of the future's most bright, shining young producers. Revan is half of Ill Truth, an eminent mastering engineer and just incredible artist across the board. And to top that off, he's actually a really nice guy. So it is my absolute pleasure to welcome Revan on Subtitles Music with a guest mix here for the Sub Club. And this is to celebrate his brand new EP that's out imminently. So check it out.
You had the opportunity and you know it. You blew it. Shut up. It's about opportunity, and you know it. You blew it.
on night beats, but this ain't Tito Puente. The scene is messing with my headspace. Meet the requirements set out by my sensei. Seek enlightenment, dolce far niente. Chemical imbalance, but my thoughts are pure. It's like I lack a vital element to forge the ore. Inconsistent pursuit of my tour de force. Trying to find a route never walked before. Now I can see the upper echelon, but I'm slipping on the stones that I'm stepping on. Find balance before I write my epilogue. Even out the light in the dark, bring the equinox. Check the lexicon, add into my grimoire. X and MC, it's all in the lingua. The witching hour is where you'll find me in my native tongue. Up all night, working till the day is won.
Seen a particular DJ play. I've been with, say for instance, the right people in the right times, and it's like allowed me to like go away from the event and then think about life in like a whole different way. One thing obviously unfortunate we're not really getting at the moment is just the kind of togetherness. Say for instance the right people in the right time, and it's like allowed me to like go away from the event and then think about life in like a whole different way. One thing obviously unfortunately we're not really getting at the moment is just the kind of
time I see
in my dreams.
I think about you all the time.
We'll be right back.
day, everybody thinks it's like an overnight thing. You get all this networking and clubbing. Be the dopest.
Yeah.
Work every day on that, bro. Like, stop playing with me.
We'll be right back.
Subtitles Music.